have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's the beginning of the week again. I hope you had an amazing weekend. I did. It was so amazing. And it went by like 90, going nose. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can, if you have things to do this morning, this evening, this night, or already Tuesday morning, and you would like to listen to the show while it's happening, you can podcast, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And last week, biblical question, is there anyone smarter than you? We're going to get to that in a minute, but first, it is Monday. And though we take all calls, we take the ladies' call first on Mondays. As they come in, because Mondays is Let It Be Written and will always be Let It Be Known and Let It Be Said, Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. It is. Last week, biblical question. Is there anyone smarter than you? We dealt with it somewhere yesterday in the fellowship. And check out the fellowship if you missed it. Or if you just want to watch it over again, rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? Is there anyone smarter than you? No. You don't know that, but there's no one smarter than you. No one. Just because a person say they have a piece of paper called a degree, no matter what the degree may be, intellectual degree, doctor degree, lawyer degree, preacher degree, prophet degree, pastor degree, counselor degree, psychologist degree, president degree, vice president degree. That's not a sign at all that they're smarter than you. Zero sign. And if you really pay attention, the so-called smart people are the one that created the hell on earth. They rob and steal from each other. They create wars. They create divisions. They fight and hunger for power. And when they get the power, they go out of control. And yet, you believe that they're smarter than you. And that's why when you go to a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, so-called counselor or psychiatrist, psychologist or whatever, you just take their word at what they say. They fast talk. They tell you whatever they want to tell you. And because you think that they are smarter than you, you put them on a pedestal, you take their word. And you walk into your own, and then you go home and cry. What a sad way to live. No one is smarter than you. No one. Know thyself so you can know that. Really. Know thyself so you can know that. Brand new biblical question. And it's like, I thought last week, I keep thinking the biblical questions are doozies. And then lo and behold, another doozy comes along. Lo and behold, another doozy. This one is a doozy. Matter of fact, we were torn between this one and another one. We'll use that one next week if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. This is a como tellez-vous? Si, senor. Y'all ain't got no sense. When my master said he sick, I said, yes, master, we sick. This is a doozy. What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference between the facts and the truth? This is like, And these biblical questions are for those people, men and women, boys and girls, who want to know themselves. Know thyself. And the problem with the world today, people of the world today, knowing thyself is probably the most unimportant thing about them, themselves. Most people can care less about who you really are, what's really going on with you. Some people do, but most don't care. They have no idea there's a reason to know thyself. So these biblical questions is to encourage you, those who want to know themselves, to know thyself. All right? But for those who love their hell, who love their misery, who love revenge and attacking others and just living in misery, it's not for you. Stay in your hell and suffer and die. You just gotta die. But for those who want to be free, know thyself. There is another reality, a real way of living rather than this false way of living. It is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. Yesterday, we had this conversation temporarily, it didn't last that long, I don't think, at the fellowship, during the fellowship, about the children. What about the children? And what I realized is that people lie. And lie. when they say they love the children. They care about the children. They're lying. They can care 2 cents about the children. It's just another thrill that they get when they pretend they care about the children. And then they're selective in which children they care about. They don't love all the children. They just love certain children. Isn't that amazing? The children. And then they're only thinking about the children because the government or somebody in the media talked about the children, because they may want another vote or another program or something. And then all of a sudden, everybody want to talk about the children. Human nature is so wicked, you cannot understand it. They don't care about no children. I mentioned yesterday in the meeting, if they cared about the children, what about the children that are being taken away from the fathers all the time? What about those children? Their mother go to court and she lie and say, my husband is abusive. He's abusing to the children. He sexually molested the children, whatever she want to lie, she want to make up. And the court goes along with it because she's crying. Because they don't know when she's crying, she's lying. Or even if she's not crying. And there are thousands of children who are being taken away from their fathers around the world every day. Nobody care about that. And the children suffer as a result of being taken away from the father. There's no protest against that. You just believe the woman when she says whatever she says about the father, and the kids suffer. Do you care about those children? How about the children who are aborted inside the womb? Every day, children are being killed inside the mother's, the woman's womb, the man's children being killed. They even got it now where they call it a morning after pill, something like that. You can have sex all night and then the next morning pop a pill, kill the baby. What about that? What about that? What about that? You don't care about that. Zero care. What about the children who have been taught to hate their fellow man because of, allegedly because of color? Little children killing, robbing. What about those children? Which children do you care about? Since you care about the children. A young man at the meeting came over after the meeting and said, well, if I see a child being captured and thrown into a truck, I'm going to run down there and try to save that child, help that child. And I said, well, yeah, that's a different situation. If you see a child being picked up and thrown in a car or truck, but even then you don't know what you would do. You have to be in that situation to know what you would do, because the person have a gun, are you going to run over there and save the child? If the person has a gun, human nature is so wicked and deceiving, it's not even fun. They just lie. And they hate one another. Human nature is pure wickedness because it's the nature of evil. Even if somebody were kidnapping somebody's child off the street, you don't know what you do. You have to be in that situation and see what you do. Because if they have a gun, I ain't running over there. I'm like, I'll call the police. I'll take the license plate from the truck or the car. But I'm not running up there trying to save that child. But what? Ain't my child. I'm going to get killed by somebody else's child. What a mess. It's amazing how you think in your unconscious state. And you don't even know you're unconscious and you don't know that your thinking is wrong. You don't even know it. Like, that's all you know is thinking. And you don't, it's not in you. It is in you if you were to do it, but you don't care enough to, you know, what's wrong with me? What's going on? Let me examine me. Let me slow down. Slow my roll and examine me. I'm going to take my eyes off the world and put them on me. How many people does that? A few, but most don't. Your eyes constantly on somebody else and you suffer. Or how about the children that is living in that are living in homes where it's just deplorable? You like that word, Jay? Deplorable. NBC 6 is reporting. A mother has been arrested after her nine, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven, not eight, but nine young children were found living in deplorable conditions inside their Miami Garden home. Watch this from NBC 6.
Miami Gardens mother of nine is in jail this noon, accused of child neglect.
Yeah, police say several children were covered in filth and garbage covered parts of the home when officers arrived.
Hey, Marissa, how did officers know something wasn't right here?
Police were initially called out here because of reports of a fight, but police tell us that as soon as they arrived, they could tell something was wrong. They said that they could smell a foul odor and that it seemed pretty clear that the children had not been well cared for. And in the end, their mother was arrested. Police have identified her as 30-year-old Ashley Jennings. She went before a judge a short time ago on a total of nine counts of child neglect, one for each of her children. Miami Gardens police say that the children, who are between the ages of 1 and 10, appeared to be unbathed and covered in filth. The arrest report says that there was feces and roaches on the floor of the kitchen and that throughout the rest of the house was really in deplorable conditions, including garbage on the bedroom floors and flowing out of the closets. In court, Jennings' attorney asked the judge to be lenient with a bond. And police did also write in the report that there didn't appear to be any edible food in the fridge when they checked in on that. At this hour, Jennings does remain in jail on a $22,000 bond.
Jenny got her head done. She got her braids done. They look nice. What the? How about those children? Do you care about those children? Or do you just care about the children that was at the party? How about those children? Why are you so selective in the children that you care about? This is hell on earth coming through human beings. And this is a woman 30 something years old, she's young. She gotta get her head, she got her head done. It's not like somebody doing that. Look how neat that hair is. This is Jack, a guy that at this gym I go to. He worked there. And he got his hair done like that. And the other day I said to him, he was playing around, we were laughing. And I said, oh, you got your hair done over. He's like, yeah. I said, now you feel like a white person, huh? You throw your hair back like white people. Black people want their hair like that so they can throw it like white people do. Everybody want to be white. Except baby Jessica's daddy. What a mess, huh? When these black women with these long braid thing, when you see them walking down the road or at the gym or anywhere, they throwing their hair like this. I'm like, they feel so white now. What a mess! The There is this woman, according to this report, and I haven't seen it yet, so my producer, Jarrett, was telling me about it in the meeting this morning. So I don't know about that. I haven't seen it yet. From ABC 7. A Georgia woman forgave her husband killer. And in an emotional moment, hugged him in the court. Watch this from ABC 7.
Georgia woman forgave her husband's killer and in an emotional moment, hugged him in court. Regina Johnson embraced Joseph Tillman. He is the man who killed her husband in a hit and run. She told him she forgives him and that God loves him. Even the judge said he had never seen anything like it.
Joey doesn't know yet how much God loves him. Joey needs healing of things in his past, as we all do. That is our heart and prayer.
Tillman pleaded guilty to charges including homicide by vehicle, DUI, and reckless driving. He was sentenced to 20 years with prison time suspended if he completes a two-year inpatient rehab program. The Johnsons were married for 50 years.
What do you think about that, Hey? I don't know, so I haven't said to Hake or anyone. What do you think about that? Hake is here of the Hake Report and an expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. So what?
Terrible story.
Which part? The forgiving part or the fact?
Or the killing? Yeah, the killing of the older guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what you think about the forgiveness?
That's nice.
What's nice about it?
I don't know. It's just like on an emotion. It's just kind of like emotionally nice.
Well, at least you have on the right shirt today, then.
My shirt reads, "You are a beta male." It's pointing at you, not me.
You like that emotion of forgiveness? Was nice. He has on the right shirt, right, for the occasion.
It's a Christian woman. And there are two whites. Because there's a big white young man who apparently it sounded like, based on the story, drunk driving and killed, hit and run, killed the guy.
Yeah.
What a mess.
That what it said?
Yeah, that's of the clip mentioned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you think about Anchor Baby, the woman forgiving and hugging in the court like that?
Well, I know that it's nice because it's like, oh, I forgive you. It's Christian. But all my little ego came out. I'm like, my first thought was, wonder what he's thinking in death, which is strange, right? It's like, what do I know what he's thinking? He's dead. But I wonder what he's thinking about that hug.
Dead man thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd be like, do you have an extra shirt? All right, honey.
Do you have an extra shirt with you, Hank? But Nick.
I think I'd have to run out to the front office, see if we have any.
It's like, all right, honey, you forgave him, but okay, calm, relax. Like, stop hugging him.
Derek, what do you think about it, my producer? This forgiving in the courthouse like that. Yeah, come here. Real fast. My producer. Amazing. So what'd you think about it?
I don't know. I just judged it. I was thinking that guy's not going to forgive or whatever.
What guy?
The guy who did the drunk driving.
He is not going to forgive?
Or he's not going to... It was like a feel-good moment. I don't know if that's...
The lady is forgiving him.
Right.
What do you mean by he's not going to forgive?
That's not the word I should be using. What am I thinking of?
I don't know what they're talking about.
He's not going to change or repent or whatever.
That repent is the word I'm looking for.
Oh, I see.
That's the word
I'm looking for. Oh, I got you now. Okay. What do you think about it, Derek, my producer and another expert here? What do you think about that woman? You saw the video, right?
I saw the video.
Yeah, you gave it to me. What do you think about that woman forgiving?
I thought it was awesome. I think. yeah.
I shouldn't laugh.
Do you have another baby shower?
Why were y'all laughing? I didn't even tell a joke. That was.
Oh yeah, you told a joke.
God is an awesome God.
Yeah, God is an awesome God. He reigns.
Oh, we all know that one.
That guy died too.
What guy?
The guy who sang that song.
That God's an awesome God.
Yeah.
Why did he die?
Rolled over in his Jeep or something. I don't know. Some type of accident.
So, Derek, because of time, what did you think about that woman forgiving?
I thought it was amazing. I think a lot more women should be like that for sure. I'd say wives should look at that woman and say, right on, amen. She was able to forgive her husband's killer and reflect that. I think that's awesome. I think it shows her heart, for sure.
What's amazing about it?
I think it shows her heart that it shows the power of God, for sure.
In what way?
In a way that it's her putting herself last, like her own ego, her own righteousness or whatnot, to the side, and forgiving this guy. She's saying, you know, it's not about me. It's about you. You know, it's about you and your relationship with God, because I'm going to see him later, you know, for eternity.
So you think that woman was serious about forgiveness?
Yeah, I think so.
You, James?
I didn't say that.
I'm asking.
I mean, she just followed the Christianese kind of way.
Right.
Yeah,
kind of way. Yeah, it's easy. What's going on?
When you find out that you find out like the circumstances of the killing,
right?
That it was like an accident, and then he ran away because he was drunk and young and dumb,
right?
Then that's easier to hug the guy, I think. And also, she's a Christian, and she just said this Christian stuff, and it's just like a training. You're trained up to be like that.
Amazing.
You see that all the time, actually.
Yeah.
I think she was honest, though. How could y'all not tell?
They act like it's rare, but it's not.
Was she not honest?
What do you think about her forgiveness?
What I think about it, I don't know. I thought, honestly, I'll just tell you what I was honestly thinking, even though I think it's a judgment or whatever. I was just thinking she's phony. I was thinking he's phony. I was thinking like they're going to hug it and cry it for a moment here. I was thinking, I wonder if she forgave him, hugged him real fast because 50 years was a long time and maybe it didn't go. I was thinking all sorts of crazy things. But that was what I was sincerely thinking.
Super satanic.
What?
I said super satanic over there. He was lost in his thoughts.
One thing for sure, that was all thrill.
All thrill?
That woman ain't forgive more than a bat in hell.
What'd you see? Was it the twinkle in her eyes?
No, it was a thrill, emotional Christian trio, and to get attention and feel good about it and go out and say why she did it. That was no real forgiveness.
Really?
Yeah, what is she forgiving him for?
For taking her husband away.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
No, that was just a thrill.
Really?
As Hate said, it was just a Christian trio of so-called forgiveness.
What would the real thing look like?
Not like that. Not like that.
That's actually disturbing and traumatizing to have it go mute when you're talking.
I know, yeah. Not like that, Derek.
You think so?
I know so.
Well, that was probably going to be the last time she saw that guy before he gets, you know, sent off to jail.
Well, he's just going to go to a rehab program for 2 years. Right. He doesn't have to do the 20 years in prison.
888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls and Super Chat. Thank you, my experts.
Thank you.
Oh, amazing. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. You must die of the false self, the ego nature, in order to have real life. That's always going to happen. Otherwise, you are asleep and don't know it, and everything you think and do are wrong. It's wrong. Anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby at 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. Don't forget to support us on social media. I rarely mention it until these guys remind me, hey, Jesse, you need to mention social media support. Okay. We are on PILLED.net/Jesse Lee Peterson and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X, cozy.tv/JLP. And Rumble, you got to know the rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, support, and all that good stuff. Thank you all in advance, all right? And thank you for supporting us to get our work done, helping us to help others at rebuildingaman.com/donate. Let me go to first-time caller, Anthony. Out of Pennsylvania. Hey, Anthony, you are on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Anthony. Happy Men's History Month, folks. I forgot to mention August is Men's History Month. How you doing, Anthony? Go ahead.
All is well, sir. How are you?
Oh, amazing.
I always say that now to people whenever they ask me. I'm about to say, how are you?
Anthony, speak right into your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks, Jesse.
Okay.
So it's amazing talking to you. I got to say, I'm a little nervous, but
relax. Jesse.
I got to tell you, I've been watching your stuff for a while, and for the first time, I really started to take it serious and noticing how much anger I have in me, and I've been doing the silent prayer, and you know, like you say, it happens in an instant, and it really is amazing how, like, you feel at peace. And I notice how I was, you know, correcting my kids from a place of anger rather than a place of patience. And I just tell myself, I don't say I have patience. I'm just patient now. And I notice with the change, like my kids, sometimes they gravitate towards me more now.
How old are they?
They're 4 and 2.
Okay.
And but it was funny because over the weekend, like basically out of nowhere, you know, I mentioned some of these things to my wife and about the silent prayer, and she doesn't really say anything and kind of poo-poos it and like, oh, what are you all religious all of a sudden? And then kind of out of nowhere over the weekend, she just stopped talking to me.
Speak up a little bit.
She just stopped talking to me out of nowhere over the weekend. And it was funny. I was listening to an old video of you, and it sounded like a guy was going through the same thing. And you know, my question for you is, like, how do you deal with these types of situations where you're trying to come out of hell, and your wife, she's sometimes it's like she's trying to pull you back into it and get a reaction from you, and it's just my nature. I don't react to it. I can kind of see where she's trying to just get a reaction from me, but at the same time, I don't want it to go on because I see how it, like, her anger affects the kids too in a way. So how do you deal with that?
How long you been married?
5 years.
Well, number one, don't deal with it. You leave her if she's not working on herself. And she does not want to come out of her hell. Don't deal with it at all. Let her suffer. You warn her that she needs to overcome her anger. She want to be free, but you can't make her overcome. So don't fight with her. Don't argue with her. Don't do anything because that's what the devil want. He want you to argue with him and just keep going after you until she can get that, because they need that thrill to live. They get three of others. And so, and then if you see that she's impatient with the children at times, you correct her in front of the children without arguing or fighting, but correct her so the kids will see that you are there for them. You're protecting them from the mother. Because if you are working on yourself and she's not, the darkness inside of her is going to hate the light inside of you. And the darkness will try to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
But so
makes total sense.
Don't argue with her or anything. Don't fight with the devil inside of you or inside of anyone else.
Mm-hmm. Makes total sense, Jesse. And one last question. I know you're, man, I had a really special, like, kind of ideal childhood. Like, my dad is definitely an alpha male. He went to work, was always there for us, like coached us in all our sports, did everything. My mom stayed home, took care of the house. You know, was very nurturing, was never like very domineering. Like, I'm kind of struggling with finding what I need to forgive them for.
So you don't know why you need to forgive your mother?
Yeah.
And was she perfect?
Like, I hold no. Was she perfect?
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I don't think, like you say, nobody's perfect, but she never did anything to me I don't have much, any resentment towards her at all.
So she was perfect. She made no mistakes.
I don't know. I don't think she did.
Well, don't make up anything. Just stay with the silent prayer and watch what's happening inside of you, and you will see for yourself. Because if your mother were perfect, you would not have married a woman just like your mother. Or you would have married one that was perfect too, but you married your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Does your wife obey you?
No. And I can kind of see my... like, my wife, she's 3 years older than me.
Three years older?
Two and a half, okay.
So why do you marry an older woman?
Why? It's just, like, from a maturity standpoint, we're kind of equal.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I know. I can kind of see it, too. I notice my tendencies in a way. And she's a doctor, and I mean, I do really well too, but she makes a little bit more money than me, and I noticed that resentment from her. Like, she has a tough job and still has to take care of the kids and stuff too. But
so if your mother and father are so perfect, how did you end up in that situation?
Probably out of my own weakness.
Nope. It is out of your weakness, but you were made to be weak.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah, because of time, let me just say, do the silent prayer and watch what's going on. And because you married a woman that's a doctor, make more money than you, and older than you, there's a reason for that. And you need to find out why you did that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she resents you. She resents your weakness. She's financially doing, in her mind, doing better than you. You need her more than she need you. She doesn't have a reason to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if your parents were so perfect, how did you become so imperfect?
I could see that in some ways they made life too easy for me. My dad probably did too much for me growing up, or tried to fight my battles in some ways.
Speak up a little bit.
I could see how my dad kind of did too much for me in some ways.
Like
he tried to fight my battles too much.
Give me an example of what you mean.
Like sometimes financially, like he helps us out, like when we don't even really need it. Giving us money.
You mean your other brothers and sisters?
Yes. Like, whatever he does for my sister, he does for me. Like, he wants us to enjoy his...
So have
he,
you?
He doesn't want have us to wait until he dies for us to get... You know, he wants to see us enjoy it while he's still alive. And it's,
so why don't you forgive him for spoiling you like that and weakening you?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
No, that was a question.
Why don't I?
Yeah.
Because I would feel guilty.
Of what?
Because he would feel bad. I don't know.
So if you forgave your father for spoiling you and setting you up like this, you won't forgive him because he will feel bad? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you're right. I'm worrying about
it. No, that was a question. Emotions. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I don't know what I mean. I think I have to pray on it.
Pray on what?
Why? What's holding me back?
So do your wife stay home and raise your children?
She's home on Monday. She works 4 days a week.
And who's with the children in the meantime?
She's with them today. And
no,
then
I
my,
mean like when she's not there, who's watching over them?
I am, or my mother, or my mother-in-law.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder your wife resents you, man. You're so weak. So
why do you say that?
Here's what I recommend. You do the silent prayer, and so you can see what's going on inside of you. You got to forgive your mother and your father so you can wake up and start overcoming this fallen state that you're in. Because if you think your mother's perfect, there's no help for you.
Yeah.
And then you forgive your father for weakening you like that rather than teaching you to be independent while you were growing up. But it's not like he spoiled you.
Mm-hmm.
So stay with
Jesse.
Stay with the silent prayer and watch that. You'll see what's going on, all right?
All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. Brandon out of Canada. Brandon, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey.
Happy Men History Month.
Thank you. Happy Men History Month.
How you doing?
All is well.
So I wanted to talk about the fellowship when you guys were talking about you know how to deal with coworkers.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know when you guys were talking about dealing with coworkers?
I don't remember. I'm sure we did. I just don't remember the conversation. What about it?
Yeah. There's a girl at my work. She really doesn't like me. Like, I think that she hates me. And since I'm working on myself, it's amazing to see how it doesn't affect me. Like, it gives me a chance to work on myself every time it happens. And let's say, for an example, I forgot to do something because we had like I work in a psychiatric hospital and we had an emergency one night. So I forgot to do something for them in the morning when they come in. And she started getting mad and screaming and telling me, oh, I'm going to tell the boss. No, 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 no. And I could see the thoughts telling me like, oh, you're going to lose the job. Oh, who does she think she is? She's crazy. She always scream. The thoughts were telling me like all this kind of stuff. And I just watched them and just see like the only thing that came out of my mouth, I just look at her and I was like, whoa. I just said, okay. And when I said that, I could see like the devil in her eyes. Like, you're not going to argue with me. You're not going to do anything. And she just like looked at me like I was crazy. And then she left. And then doing that, it just allowed me to do the right thing. And I just sent a message to my boss. I said, hey, I forgot to do that because of tonight. So I'm gonna stay an extra hour to do the work. And because I didn't get angry at her and I just watched myself, I was able to make the right decision and I didn't overreact and she just got angry by herself. And the next morning, I just got back to work like nothing happened. But I can see like in her mind, she made me her enemy and I think she hates my guts. Like, but when I see her, I feel nothing. Like, I just like, hey, good morning. And she like, she looks at me. She doesn't say anything. But I see that even though it looks like she hates it, I see like she's changing a little bit, you know, because she sees that she cannot like argue with me, or even when she's mad at me or she like gives me attitude, I just like don't react. And I just like, I'll even have conversation with her if I need to, or, you know, for work purposes, or like, hey, did you see that or whatever? And I see that she hates it, but she likes it at the same time, the fact that I don't react, you know?
Well, perfect, but make sure you're not catering to her trying to have a conversation with her just to make her feel good.
Yeah, that's right. No, I don't do that.
Okay. But perfect, man. Stop arguing with the world. Stop arguing with the devil and with the devil in your mind or inside of other people. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah, and it's
but
when you do that, you really see like the devil going crazy in my mind, you know, telling me like, it's like telling me lies. And it's like, if you believe the lie, it's like you enter into a fake life, fake scenarios. You start thinking about fake stuff that will never happen, but it will happen if you believe the lie.
Absolutely. Amazing. Well, stay with us. Stay with it, man. Right on.
I will, Jesse.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon. Amazing.
Happy White History Month. Sorry, that was last month. Men History Month.
Happy Men History Month. Amazing testimony. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Stop fighting with the devil, folks. He wants you to fight with him inside yourself and inside of others. Really. Other people do what they go out of their way to try to make you react so that they can get a thrill. And they call that thrill life. Jermaine is out of Canada. Jermaine, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Jermaine.
Happy Men's History Month.
Happy Men's History Month.
Yeah, so I got myself in a little pickle on the weekend. I just want to see what you think about this. So I needed to get my phone fixed. So I went downtown to a cell phone shop. I had them replace the screen for the cell phone and the back as well. But during that time that I was, you know, talking to him to see what can be done about the phone, I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I got such a good deal. I listened to the thoughts. I went with the deal. And then in the end, when the phone was finished working, I gave the guy a phone that is with the SIM working. And when I got back the phone, it's not detecting the SIM. And I waited till like around 8 o'clock because that's when they closed. So it was the end of their closing hours. And then after that, I told him like, listen, the SIM is not recognized. The phone is not recognizing the SIM. What are you going to do? He says, well, reset the phone and then see what happens. I'm like, I didn't do that because that's just extra work for me.
Because of so time, what finally happened?
So what happened was I went back the next day and I was talking to another of the employee and I'm like, yo, the phone is not working now. What can be done? He's like, well, the guy's not here that fixed the phone. So he doesn't know what to do. And I'm like, okay, can you call him and let him know that I'm here? And when can he come in to get the phone fixed? And the guy, he just went off on me like, well, I don't know you. I wasn't the one that working your phone. And I'm like, you're lying because you were the one that handed me the tool yesterday when I was sitting down, you were mopping the floor. And he lied and said he doesn't know me. And it just went crazy. And then the customers in there was saying like, well, he said he doesn't know you. And they started defending the guy, even though he's lying to me. And I didn't get angry. I didn't get mad. I just told one of the customers, well, you don't know the situation. I'm not talking to you. I paid my money to get my work done on my cell phone.
Why didn't you just go to the manager?
But the manager wasn't there. He said the manager's coming at 3, right? And I hand him like a receipt. And before he said, the manager come at 3, wait till the manager come. I'm like, okay, I'll wait. Can you hand me back the receipt to show that I had work done here? He said, I didn't give him a receipt. And I'm like, are you really lying right to my face now? And he's like, you didn't hand me a receipt. I'm like, buddy, you have camera here. And what I did, I just left. I told him I'm going to go get a cop to deal with the situation because I don't want to deal with it. And, well, the cops really can't do anything because it's a civil matter. But the cop came back, and he was telling the cop, like, oh, yeah, the guy told me what happened to his phone yesterday. And I'm like, how are you telling the cops
How did it finally end because of time?
Well, it ended that I had to go buy a new phone, and it cost me more than it should, pretty much. So,
expensive bought lesson, huh?
Yeah, that was a lesson for me. I'm like, wow, look at that. Yeah. I knew I should have just went and buy a new phone.
Yeah.
But because I didn't want to spend all that money and I did end up spending more than I wanted to.
Lesson
was
learned.
Just interesting. Yeah, that was true.
Amazing. Thank you, Jermaine. I got to take a break. The hate news, not the fake news. Thank you, Jermaine. Back in a moment for 2 miles to go.
Like my cousin, like, sent me you, and I thank him for that. It was more of a, you know, he thinks the whole, like, everything's a joke. That just adds a little spice to it. But in the heart of what you're saying,
yeah,
there is real things going on. And
yeah,
people want to overlook that. And yeah, I'm telling you, Mr. Peterson, I'm not one of those people. And I thank God that, you know, he showed you to me. And sometimes we just need some Jesse in our lives, I guess.
Thank you, Chris.
I wish we had more brothers like you. We need more brothers like you. Just because we don't have more. Most guys that can, you know, stand, lead black people into the right direction. And I thank you for that, because a lot of people will be like, man, it's still going on. It's racism. Yeah. And I try to tell them, like, watch his show. Listen to this brother. He's telling the truth.
Take no thought about tomorrow. Yesterday doesn't exist. And you're going to see, man, God is with us and all is well.
Yeah.
June's McDonough or McDonough meteorite. Remember that meteorite that came down in the South, the beautiful South somewhere? It's older than Earth, they're saying. I don't know how or why or what, but that's what they're claiming. And space is real. And mess in Gaza and mess in D.C., Washington, D.C., that is. The swamp itself, one of the worst places crime-wise in the world, at least in America, I should say, right? Terrible. And that's our country's capital. Ridiculous. I think Trump is going to help clean it up. We'll see. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays and females, if you love anybody. It's August 11th. Happy Men's History Month, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now, even during hate news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right? And he will be right back for hour two coming right up of Female Monday. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, when an extraterrestrial rock fell to Earth in June, it caused a sonic boom in, sorry to those who are overreacting to the sonic boom thing, in the southeast before crashing through the roof of a home in Georgia. At least part of it did, I think, because I had the impression that it broke up when it was flying into our atmosphere. But part of it crashed through the roof of a home in Georgia. Now researchers say the McDonough, McDonough meteorite is older than our planet Earth. Dang. Anyway, in Gaza, the Israeli military targeted and killed Al Jazeera correspondent Anas al-Sharif late Sunday after accusing him of leading a Hamas cell. That's what they say. Al-Sharif, a prominent 28-year-old journalist who covered the war from inside Gaza, previously denied the allegation, but they were convinced that he was lying. Apparently, six other people, including at least one additional Al Jazeera journalist, or three additional Al Jazeera journalists. I always had the impression as a kid, as a young man after 9/11, that Al Jazeera was some evil part of another terrorist group, but it's a media outlet. But they're not always, according to Israel, one of them is a bad guy. Anyway, killed in the attack occurred near the entrance of Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City. Hospital director Dr. Muhammad Abu Salmiya said that the journalists were in a tent marked with a press sign. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, 186 journalists have been killed since the beginning of the war nearly 2 years ago. Wow. Wow. Of those, at least 178 were Palestinians killed by Israel, quote unquote. Minutes before he was killed, al-Sharif posted on social media, "If this madness does not end, Gaza will be reduced to ruins. Its people's voices silenced, their faces erased, and history will remember you as silent witnesses to a genocide that you chose not to stop." Sounds like editorializing, not necessarily just strictly the facts journaling, but that's my impression. I don't know. And in D.C., meanwhile, in America, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, expected to hold a press conference later this morning to announce plans to curb violent crime in Washington, D.C. Since February, Trump has frequently threatened a federal takeover of the nation's capital because, as he remarked on his social media site Truth Social with the truth, quote, "crime in Washington, D.C. is totally out of control." All right. However, according to the preliminary data from the D.C. police, the year's crime numbers are lower than last year's. As if that's relevant. Give me a break. Trump also said he would make the capital safer and more beautiful than ever before, and that the homeless population would have to move out immediately. Quote, "we will give you places to stay, but far," all caps, far, F-A-R, all caps, all capitalized, "from the capital," Trump posted on Sunday. Nice. And he didn't say what services were going to be provided or where the homeless population would be taken. Worry about yourselves, bums. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour two.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of Monday Morning Show already. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And brand new biblical question. Brand new, a doozy. What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What is the difference between the facts and the truth? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around, we are heard around the world. Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time, by everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama. So if you run around, you can podcast the show, but you can still listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. And I'm going to get to your super chats here in a minute. It's Monday. And we take all calls, but especially the ladies first on Monday because it is Female Monday. Oh, my life. I had to fight. My daddy, my brother, my uncle, my cousin, my nephew.
I like to
my
make
in-law.
Men uncomfortable.
All my life, I
had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, Allahuabahism, homosexualism, or anti-gayism, whatever they call it, Debbie-Daism, white supremacism, anti-Semitism, no isms. It's either right or wrong, good or evil, no gray area, period. It's a spiritual battle. The sooner you know that, the sooner you will be free. Men and women, really, if you want to be free, know thyself. And there's nothing like knowing yourself. You're going to be shocked. And we mentioned yesterday in the fellowship. Check out yesterday's fellowship. It was amazing. A gift from God. Really. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on X Live the other day, I want Jesse to sing It's a Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Nice, I will. Thank you.
Tina, welcome. Fallen State member. That's cool.
Thank you.
Supporter
Amazing.
On that channel.
Thank you, Tina.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Kyle bought a coffee. I am so arrogant. I hate God and think I'm smarter than him. Not a good person. Even now I'm controlling you. How can anyone like God and care about God? I don't get how anyone can like God or care about him. I think the closest you can get is acknowledging that you hate him like this. How can... And he repeats himself.
Is he joking?
I don't know.
Call me.
It doesn't sound like it.
He said he hate God or what?
And
repeat that. How can anyone like God?
Right. And care about him. He hates God and thinks he's smarter than him, he says.
Oh, so he's not asking a question, he's just making a statement.
Well, he does ask, how can you like God and care about him?
How can you not like God? That's the question. But I don't understand your statement, and I don't know if you're joking around. Make it clear by calling me, 888-77-53773, or make it clear on your Super Chat, because I can't tell if you're joking around or serious. Thank you, though.
Patrick, oh, three coffees. I support moving Black Friday to another day. What the blacks get enough affirmative action in DEI, as it is. White Wednesday, however? Oh, God, I can see it now. He says, God, I disavow that. That's like White History Month all year round. But yeah, keep Open Line Friday open line so we can talk about all the mess and demons out there. Now I'm saying, let the blacks sit down and wait.
Amazing. Thank you for that suggestion.
Move them to the back of the bus.
Amazing. Thank you.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino, says on Cash App, he gave a Cash App for saving the fallen state.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
That lady was going to run, and you reeled her back in.
Which lady?
The female dating coach for men.
She was going
to
run?
Yeah. She's like, I have to leave. And so I ran into the studio, and somehow you'd saved it, and it continued going for another 10, 15 minutes.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you, Tim Scott.
Yeah.
Babalas says, floating on the edge of her comfort zone, brilliant interview, dating coach for men at Jamie Date.
Check out this past Friday, fallenstate.tv. Very interesting. And Jamie Date is a female who counsel men on dating or something, right?
That's right.
Amazing. Check it out.
Episode 416
on
the Fallen State.
It's interesting.
Brian is now a supporter on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show monthly.
Right on. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for helping us to help others.
And
thank
so
you.
Is Bridget. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Bridget, helping us to help others.
T. Smith, coffee on Cash App.
Nice. Punchy's coffee.
Anthony says, quick, Doc, it's a rental truck. Oh, no, senor. You mean we can't hide in front of the Home Depot? What a mess.
It's amazing how so few people you see now, the Mexicans wait, or illegal alien, whether Mexicans or not, waiting out in front of the Home Depot. It's hardly none there now. Amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Anthony says, through wisdom, I am smart in the present moment.
Amazing. Stay with it.
Giving crazy women weapons and authority over men. What a mess. Beautiful and helpful at the same time. Kung Fu.
Amazing. Everybody was Kung Fu fighting.
Beauty speaks evil as much as ugly. Truth.
Amazing. He says.
Ricky bought a coffee. Jesse, you say when you listen to the woman you suffer, does this count for the men who are still women? I find myself dealing with men recently and following their advice or heeding their words. Always drags me into a pit. Can't really listen to anyone not working on themselves, huh?
That's for sure.
Thanks again. Happy Men's History Month.
Yeah, it applies to anyone that's not working on themselves. James, when you see me doing this, what goes through your mind?
Boxing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Very good, Jesse. I feel like I'm talking to my 7-year-old. Very coordinated.
You know how to do that?
Yeah.
Can you do that anchor, baby? You have to keep your hair like this.
Oh, like Mike Tyson. Whoa. Anchor Baby's doing it like Mike Tyson.
Yes. I haven't gotten that part yet. What a... Interesting.
Nice. Who's training you? Well, we won't disclose. It's secret training.
Amazing. Thank you.
DJ says every human being is Diddy and every human being is Epstein. Thank you, DJ.
Every what?
Every human being is Diddy and Epstein.
That's right. That's right. And everybody mad because they were not invited to the party.
Danny bought our coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, even the UK is talking about white-only areas now. It was on mainstream news. Wow, Danny. Thank you.
It's about time that the white people start doing something before it's too late in their own countries. So Justin is showing me how to do that.
Wow.
See, I like about it, too. You work the whole body.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing the kick part, too.
Oh, nice.
Will we show you how to keep box?
I don't know if we have the space.
Oh, okay.
Danny says, all right, Jason, the last men's history moment. Enoch Powell, a fascinating white man from Birmingham, England, warned everyone what would happen to England if they kept letting everyone in the country, but he was scoffed at, and they called him racist.
Amazing. Wow. Thank you. Men's history moment.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Men's history month.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Interesting, though.
John is now a monthly supporter over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, saying, I appreciate what you say.
Thank you, John, and thank you for your support. Really. Thank you.
Jesus.
Helping us to help others.
Jesus, or perhaps Jesus, is now a member over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. God bless you, Jesse, and thank you for all that you do, brother. I love you.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you, too.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond.
Thank you very much, really.
Yeah. Rosamond, California. Two coffees. Dave says, Jesse, the past few months I've noticed you're slacking when callers say they're doing good. You're not correcting them and reminding them that no man is good.
Well, when they say that they are doing good, that's different than saying that I am good. So when they're doing good, that's fine. But when they say I am good, no man is good. Only God is good. But thank you for the attention.
But doing good implies doing moral good, because doing well means you're doing all right. But anyway, yeah. Thank you, Deplorable Dave.
Yep.
Tom Coffee. Hi, Jesse. Thought of a cool biblical question idea. Are you better than your father or mother for the woman?
Oh, amazing. Thank you. We made note of that. Thank you.
TTT, 10 coffees. Very generous. He says, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Triple T. Yeah. Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. I realized yesterday I don't really care about the children, and then I laughed hysterically. I also realized how dumb I am, she says with another coffee.
That's
when
right.
God looks down at us, he sees us like we see the dogs chasing the cars.
God, like, what the? And Judy, you're right. No, Julie, you're right. Nobody care about the children. People are like, all of a sudden, they care about their children because they heard it in the media. Or they heard somebody say something bad about someone else. All of a sudden, they care about the children. And you look in their eyes when they're saying this. Oh, it's the children. You look in their eye, you can tell it's just all for a thrill. They can care less about the children. What the? Thank you, Julie. Amazing point.
Keith says, Jesse, I've hit a point I can't even put words to. I'm done. In a place I can't even give up anymore. Been deluded my whole life, don't know anything else. Hit a point where I've completely given up. No more worry about possibility giving in to Satan by giving up. I literally give up. Satan can do what he wants with me. I'm done fighting him, he says.
Right, I wish you well. Don't quite understand the whole thing you're saying, but I wish you well with it.
He says with a follow-up coffee, it's funny how badly I just don't want to let Satan have me. If there's no me, it's very clear what's going on. LOL. I'll call after I hear you read this so we can discuss. I have a very clear sight that it's the truth and this is right. Also have the opposite side of me that it could be wrong. So, and it goes on and on.
I wish you well. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Keith, as always. Eric sent a gift membership over in the Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Amazing. Thank you, Eric.
Lynn Yen Chin, when Jesse saw his trusty horse consumed by the crazy lady under the bridge, He vowed to become the Negro Master in order to correct her and change our fate among the other species. We black.
We black. Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, Michael Jordan came in second with a 71-pound Marlin, and the NASCAR driver who won the race fell out of his car and broke his collarbone while celebrating. And I don't know what the context of this is.
Me either. Who is Michael Jordan, a basketball player?
There's perhaps more than one Michael Jordan.
You think so?
Because there's a Michael B. Jordan who's an actor.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I don't know anything about what you reported on, but thank you.
He also says, with another super chat, I don't know who went in my bed last night, but when I find you, ...
Okay.
Thank you. Lin Yenshin says, Jesse, it is the smart, as in ouch, that smarts, who worship the so-called reasonable doubt. They doubt the present moment and impose regurgitation of memory as being intellectual, as being power hungry, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, he says, if you go... I can't read this. If you Amber Heard in a black guy's bed, but nobody hears you, is it still a hate crime? Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric. I have no idea what the ref is, but thank you.
Me neither. Lord Goodhair smarts equals hurts, just overreacting like you, says Lin Yenshin.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Scrap the planet. Regarding forgiveness, two of my friends were killed in an attempted hit and run, and I forgave the guy who did it. I was in a dark place. It was one of the hardest things I've done in my life. He's serving 25 years.
Why is it hard to forgive?
Well, if you're in a dark place, he said, like he says, I don't know. Call in or do a follow-up. Scrap the planet. Thank you.
Thank you very much, but when people say it's hard to forgive, I don't know what that means. Because when I saw that the problem with me is that I was unforgiven and I needed to forgive, I was glad to see it because that's where the freedom is. I don't know why it's hard. Now, I was nervous to go face my mother, but it wasn't hard to forgive. I mean, thank you, though. Really.
I think it's hard when people, it's impossible when people know they're supposed to, but they just don't. Because you're trained that you're supposed to forgive.
Right.
Yeah. So
maybe you'd be like
that's
that
what
lady
makes it hard slash impossible.
How about that Christian lady in the courtroom would be like that?
Yeah.
Do it for the thrill of it.
Right. And he would know that it's fake. Thank you.
Thank you, though.
Jim in Alaska on the BQ. I believe facts are man-made and truth comes from God.
Thank you for responding to that, Jim. What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. Amazing. Lloyd Goodhair, let me ask.
Ask.
What's wrong with the whites?
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there.
All right. We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Great to be back with you, Jesse.
Thank you.
Oh, I just wanted to say we got to start calling D.C. a sewer, not a swamp, because God made a swamp, man made the sewer.
Thank you. Amazing.
One of your earlier callers kind of answered one of my questions, and I guess I just had a different question, if that's okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to know what you think about men sharing a bank account with his wife, or should he just give her an allowance?
And that's a very good question. Nowadays, I would not share a bank account with my wife because women are not they're not like they used. Females are not like they used to be in the good old days when you got married. You had a marriage to last until death do you part. But now women are not, they're like angry and out of control and they think they're better than the men. You run a risk because they will rip off your bank account. They'll rip off you everything. I personally wouldn't take the risk.
Yeah, because I was just thinking, I talked with your friend Dinesh D'Souza, and he said that one way we might be able to overcome this is going back to a fault divorce system. I just kind of want to know what you thought about, instead of no fault, going back to a fault divorce system.
I think that the right way and the best way and the everlasting way is to don't look for a wife at all and just put, as the words go, seek first what is right, mm-hmm. and all things will be added unto you, and love your neighbor as yourself. And if it's meant for you to have a wife, or for a woman to have a husband, you would be given that, and it would be perfect, and you wouldn't have to think about no-fault divorce or fault divorce. You would be married until death do you part.
Mm. Yeah, because I think
the problem is men and women are not coming together from God. They're put together by evil, and so it's not working.
Oh, so you're saying they're looking at it as just a certificate, not a holy gift, right? That's why they don't take it seriously?
Yeah, because it's not from God. Marriages today are not from God. And so that's why you have to fight for no false divorce or fault divorce, whatever they're doing, because they're still of the world. They still have that same mentality and everything. Men and women do. So that's why marriages don't work.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could just say one more thing here. So recently I had to leave my church because I talked to my pastor about, you know, the order of creation, order of God that you talk about.
Right.
And he completely flipped out. He, like, totally disagreed with it. And he's like, no, I think men and women should make equal decisions in the house, and that, you know, that meant that it was actually Adam's fault that Eve sinned. And I was like, whoa. And he thinks that women should be pastors. So I had to leave that place.
Yeah, crazy that I now hear, even when I interview people on the fallenstate.tv, they're blaming Adam for what Eve did. I'm like,
yes.
They are afraid to put the woman's responsibility on herself. Period. I've never seen anything like that. And everybody know that Adam had nothing to do with what Eve did. It was totally on her. But it's insane. Yeah, I hear that all the time now.
Yeah, because I was just curious, like, why are so many churches, and I hate to say it, even some conservative influencers I don't know, they're afraid to criticize women. I'll ask them about the stuff that you say no problem with, but they're afraid to criticize women. Do you think
they have not overcome their mother, so the woman is still their god.
Mm.
That's why.
But it's just like when my pastor was saying, like, women should be pastors, and that he thinks men and women are equal in the house, and I was like, I had to leave because, like you said, he is asleep on this issue, and it's actually dangerous.
Yeah. So amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. God bless you, Jesse.
You too, buddy. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Terry out of Oregon. Terry, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, happy Men's History Month, Terry.
Yeah, happy Men's History Month, Jesse.
Thank you.
I'm trying to find some men in history. I called in about the biblical question.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
Okay, so this is what came to me. I think that facts are spoken in a spirit of hate most of the time, unconsciously, and the truth is always spoken in a spirit of love.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I want to respond, Terry, but I got to wait until Sunday.
All right, thanks. Take care, Jesse.
I appreciate it. Thanks for that. All right, I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye now. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Tony out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Tony.
Wonderful. I'm calling, like, once again. I want my country back because
Tony, are you, like, on a speakerphone or something? Bluetooth?
No, I'm No, I'm holding the phone in my hand.
It's away from it or something weird. Come, oh, maybe well, you should speak right into it.
How about now? Does it sound any better?
Is that better? I'm sorry?
We can deal with it.
Okay, go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Yeah, I'm calling to see if I can get my country back because the way this country is being ran, it's going straight to the ground.
And what do you mean by that?
The thing is, sir, is that we got our president, our so-called president, that's trying to put the National Guard all around D.C. There's nothing wrong with D.C. You're going to have homeless people all around the world.
So you're okay with the crime out of control in D.C.? There's nothing wrong with
that? The crime is not out of control.
Tony,
the crime has decreased.
Tony, are you okay with the crime being out of control in D.C.? There's nothing wrong with that?
The crime has decreased this for 2024 and 2025.
Tony.
Yes.
Are you, crime is out of control in D.C.? Are you saying there's nothing wrong with that?
Yes, it is something wrong with crime,
What's wrong with crime? What's wrong with crime being out of control in D.C.?
It's not out of control. It's not out of control, Jesse. That's your words that you always try to blow up
Tony.
And make things worse than what it is.
Tony.
Jesse. But the thing is, you got
Tony.
Crime all around the
Tony.
World.
Tony.
I'm listening.
What's wrong? Are you saying that the crime, out of control crime in D.C., there's no, so the president, are you saying there's nothing wrong with it first?
Jesse, no, I didn't say that, Jesse. I didn't say that. Stop putting words in people's mouths.
What's wrong?
Okay?
What's wrong with crime? Is anything wrong with crime being out of control?
Jesse, the thing is, let me speak and you understand what I'm saying. Stop repeating yourself over and over again.
I'm asking
like
you a question.
I'm trying to ask you a question.
Are you saying,
I'm trying to ask you a question.
Is there anything wrong with crime being out of control?
Jesse, the crime in D.C. has decreased for the last past 2 years.
Is there anything wrong with crime, period?
Yes, it is. Yes.
What's wrong with crime? What's wrong with having crime?
It's injuring people. It's hurting people. It's hurting the government. It's hurting your surrounding community.
And so are you saying the president shouldn't be doing anything about it?
Why he just doing D.C.? Why don't he want to do all 50 states?
Are you saying that the president shouldn't? Are you saying that the president, because the president is not doing anything around all 50 states, are you saying he should not do anything about it in D.C.?
The man is afraid that he's going to get assassinated.
Tony,
that's
are you saying he should not be
Come
doing
on,
anything about
you.
It? Tony.
The man is afraid. He's
Tony,
afraid.
Tony, one more time. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. Are you saying he should not be doing anything about it in D.C.?
Why don't he put the homeless people in some type of institution
Tony,
that would help
I'm
their
ask you one more time.
To better their life?
Are you saying that the president should not be doing anything about crime in D.C.?
No, he should, because it's not up to him. It's up to the mayor and the person that run the city of D.C.
So the president should not be doing anything about crime in D.C.?
Why not? Why he not doing anything about crime in Florida? Why he not doing anything but the crime in Kentucky?
Tony, why shouldn't he be doing something about it in D.C.?
Why?
Uh-huh.
Because he's wasting taxpayers' dollars. That's why.
By doing something about the crime?
Yes.
You'd rather for him to be giving money to out-of-wedlock mothers with babies than to doing something about the crime?
I didn't say that. Why don't he fund the police department?
Are you saying
and let
that?
Them do their job?
Tony.
Why don't he fund the police department and let them do
Tony,
their job?
Are you saying he should be giving the money to the people that are not earning it, or the illegal aliens or someone?
What's an illegal alien? Something from space or what? I don't know what
an
illegal alien is.
Oh, you don't even know what an illegal
space
alien is?
Is that a UFO?
Thank you, Tony. I got to take a break. Back in a moment.
Check out.
What the?
Punchy's coffee. I have my own coffee now.
Punchy coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, folks, welcome back. Couple of things. I do personal shout-outs for you. Birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement. Whatever the shout-out is, I would do it for you. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson, all right? And check out our merch. I have my own coffee now. Punchy's coffee. Good. Nick, are you supposed to drink coffee with cream or black?
That's your decision. That's your personal decision. You can have it your way.
My producer was telling me, Derek was telling me this morning that if you put cream in it, it clogs your arteries or something like that.
I don't believe such anti-dairy propaganda, mostly because I drink pretty much a gallon of milk a day, and so I don't want to believe such things.
I rest my case. And I grew up on dairy milk and cheese and all that kind of stuff, and ain't never blocked my artery. Well, thank you, Nick, for cleaning that up. And I mentioned that because the Punchy coffee is good. And then we have hats and T-shirts and mugs. We even have a cup that is really made for Punchy's coffee. Can you put up? Oh, thank you. Show me that Punchy cup. They're going tonight when she lies, she crying. Go ahead up a little bit. Go. When she lies, she cry. A man with anger is a murderer. A man or woman is a murderer.
And the mug.
And they're right going here. To mug. What's that mug?
It's a big one, too.
Oh,
so
my Lord.
Could definitely have your morning coffee. 15 ounces.
Amazing cup,
Peterson,
huh?
Shop.
What the? Amazing. So go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. RebuildingTheMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop, I think. Maybe JesseLeePeterson.com.
No, it's .shop, my bad.
JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop, all right? Check it out. And don't forget to donate to Barnes Nonprofit. You're helping us to help others, and I do appreciate it. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. So my producer's telling me, what the? He said that his holistic doctor said cream clogs your artery. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller out of California. Tom out of California. Tom, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Tom. Happy Men's History Month.
Same to you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna challenge some of your beliefs.
Okay.
I hope we can agree to some basic rules of courtesy during this call. I hope you won't go and act beta and drop me on this call when I destroy your argument.
What you disagree, Tony? Go ahead.
It's Tom.
I mean, Tom, go ahead.
Your notion of the fallen state, that's based on Genesis, right?
Yes.
How much of Genesis do you believe is true?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
You haven't thought about it?
No, I have not.
You're basing your whole show on Genesis?
I haven't based my show on Genesis at all.
Well, where does this idea of the fallen man and Adam and Eve, where does all that come from?
Yeah, human beings are in a fallen state, and they don't realize it.
But that comes from Genesis.
It does? Well, how do you know that?
Because I've read Genesis.
And what did it say about the fallen man, fallen state?
Well, you know very well what it says.
What does it say?
It's Adam, it's Eve with the snake and the apple, and Adam and Eve being cast out. You know the story.
Are you saying you don't play dumb with me, Jesse? Are you saying you don't believe that story?
Of course not.
And why don't you believe it?
I don't believe any of Genesis. Because it's not compatible with the things we know to be true.
And what do you know to be true?
Okay, I'm going to zoom in on my favorite example from Genesis, the story of Noah and the ark. Do you know that story?
No, I don't.
You don't know the story of Noah and the ark? You're sounding pretty beta to me, Jesse. You're playing dumb.
Tom, don't make your point. Because of time, make your point.
The story of Noah and the ark, as much of Genesis, simply cannot be true. And Noah and the ark is a very good example of a story that is not compatible with facts.
So are you saying Genesis is not true, nor is Noah and the ark, that's not true either?
Well, Noah and the ark is a part of Genesis.
Is it true or not? Is that story true or not?
It is absolutely not true.
Are you a Christian?
No.
Oh, well, no wonder then. You're not supposed to believe it.
Well, I choose not to believe this stuff because it's not come.
And you shouldn't if you're not a Christian.
Pardon me?
You should not believe it if you're not a Christian. It's not for you. It's only for those who want to return to the Father. So you don't need to believe the story.
I don't need to believe. Neither do you need to believe it
because you're not a Christian. And the story is only for those who are lost and those who want to find their way back to the Father. It's not for you, so don't believe it.
But you're basing your whole set of beliefs on this book that you blindly accept like a beta.
You haven't heard me say that at all. Well, how do you come up with that conclusion? And you have never heard me say that. How did you make that conclusion?
Okay, what is the name of your other...
How did you make that conclusion, Tom?
Okay, don't act like an old woman and talk over me, ignoring what I say.
Tom, just call her names. What the? 888-77... I really wanted to have a conversation with him. 888-7753. 773. Let me go to Vince out of Pennsylvania. Tom, you're not a Christian. You're not supposed to be believing in the Bible. What the? How are you going to argue with me when you're doing the right thing by not believing in the Bible? So you have the devil call me up to argue about the Bible that he doesn't believe in. What the? It's not for you, Tom. So don't believe it. Vince out of Pennsylvania. Vince, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Vince.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I had a super chat about forgiveness, and you I guess, had some questions. You wanted me to follow up, so I called in.
What was the super chat?
It was about, I was responding to that video where the hit and run, the lady forgave the guy that did the hit and run.
Oh, yeah. What about it?
So I was saying that at the time, it was one of the hardest things I ever did in my life to forgive the person that killed my two friends in a hit-and-run accident.
Oh, yeah, I remember that this morning, yeah.
The reason it was so hard was because I hadn't yet dropped my anger and I hadn't yet returned to the Father, and you helped me to get there. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Oh, okay, right on. And when you say it was... So it was hard to forgive the guy that ran into your two friends because you didn't know about forgiveness then? You didn't understand how it works?
Yeah, I didn't really understand how it worked at that time.
Right.
I had never been through something so difficult in my life, and it kind of shook me up and made me realize that I needed to look at life a little differently. And when I did, I was kind of able to get to that mind frame a little bit easier where I could forgive.
Right on. Know? When your friends were hit, according to you, mm-hmm. by this car, these people, why was it hard for you?
Oh, man, a lot of reasons. But, I mean, at the time, you know, I was an angry person still. So, you know, it kind of enhanced that feeling in me until I was able to kind of recognize it and realize that it wasn't me.
So you felt like the car had hit you too?
Somewhat. I felt like that accident stole some things from me.
Like what?
Well, I don't necessarily feel this way anymore,
right.
But, you know, it took my two dear friends of more than 10 years, and, you know, things weren't perfect between us. We loved each other, but things weren't perfect, and, you know, there are things that I wish I had the opportunity to say, but I never had that opportunity.
And you thought that once the car did what you say it did, it took away the opportunity to say what you wanted to say to them?
In my anger at the time, yes, I did.
Right on. Amazing. And so now you're free of all that?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Right I would on. Say so, thanks to your message.
Well, you stay with it, man. Stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's one of the greatest things I've ever learned.
And you went and forgave your mother and your father?
I haven't spoken to them yet, but I do forgive them.
Why haven't you gone to them?
Yeah, you know, I just don't know if they'd fully understand. I have the words for it. I just haven't had the opportunity yet. I feel like if the moment was right, I would absolutely come right out with it, though.
And when you say I don't feel like they would fully understand, what do you mean by that?
I think that... you know, maybe being ego-driven, they would take it personally.
And why is that your concern?
It's not.
Oh, so why don't you do it then? Go and forgive them.
I just haven't had the opportunity. I'm a very private person. I keep to myself. The conversation hasn't come.
But how will you enter into the kingdom of heaven if you don't go and forgive them? Either by Skype or if you can't visit them, by phone, how would you enter in without forgiving them?
How do people enter in whose parents died and they never had the opportunity to forgive?
By forgiving them, even if they're dead, when they realize that they're wrong for resenting their parents and that mm-hmm. they can help themselves as a parent can help themselves, they will forgive.
So say if they're still alive, why couldn't a person do the same?
I don't know. You got to ask God that. He said before you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you must go and forgive. And I know one of the reasons that you must go and forgive is that you will get your courage back. Because
right.
when you're angry, you have no courage. And mm-hmm. your mother made you angry, so you make up, well, not you, but evil make up all kinds of reasons for you not to face your mother. Oh, you're going to hurt her
right.
feelings. She may get mad, or she did the best. And so to face that fear, you would make up excuses not to face her.
Yeah, you've given me a lot to think about, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, smoke on, and I appreciate,
yes, sir.
And I appreciate you calling in about the Super Chat thing.
Of course, I appreciate you as well. Can I mention one more thing, please?
Yes, sir.
Those man on the street videos, man, those are some of the first videos I ever saw you, and I was so happy to see that new man on the street video. It was amazing, man.
Thank you. We're going to do more of those now.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we're going to do more. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, be well, my friend.
Vince.
Of course. Okay. Love you guys.
Love you too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Christopher, first-time caller out of Virginia. Christopher, you are on the air. Hey, Christopher.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
Barely.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me a little better?
No.
No, you can't hear me, Jesse.
Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No, you're on the phone now.
How about you? Are you on a Bluetooth?
No, I'm not on the Bluetooth.
Okay, how's that, Nick? That's fine?
Much better.
You said.
Okay, they say it's better. Go ahead, Christopher.
Okay, I got a question. So, like, I've read a little bit of the Bible, and I've studied a little bit of it. But I have a question for you, Jesse.
Okay.
Who are the Jews?
Who are the Jews?
Yes.
I don't know.
You said you don't know who the Jews are.
Right.
Like, have you read the Bible?
Why is that a question?
Because, I mean, Jesus said that salvation is for the Jews, right?
And so who are the Jews?
That's what I'm asking. I'm trying to figure that out. Jesus was a Jew, right?
Yes. Yeah. According to the scriptures, he was. But I don't know if anyone really knows for sure.
Right. But like...
But why is that a question, Christopher, for you?
Because like, in real time, when you ask, like Israelis or the people of Israel, they don't believe in Jesus. Like, I thought that was kind of puzzling.
When you ask them, now?
Like, the actual people of Israel, like, they say they don't believe in Jesus. But Jesus says salvation is for them.
They don't believe in Jesus?
Nah.
Oh, okay. You're right. There are some Jews that don't believe in Jesus, and there are others who do.
But how could that be if he said that salvation is for the Jews?
In the same way that there are Christians don't believe in Jesus, and there are some that do.
Gotcha. Okay.
But why is that a question for you?
He said, "Why is that a question for me?" I think that's very important.
Why? Are you a Jew?
The word Jew comes from the tribe Judah.
Are you a Jew?
Right. According to the Bible.
You are a Jew?
Yes.
Are you black?
Yes, I'm pretty sure you're a Jew, too.
Are you black?
That's like a state or a color.
Christopher, are you black? You're a black Jew?
All right, all seriousness, though. How
no,
can
I'm
you
serious.
Get back to
are
the
you
Father?
Like, because I'm wondering why is that a question to you, and now you're saying that you're a Jew, and I'm asking, are you like a black Jew?
You can say that.
But you can't?
What you mean?
Can you say but you're a black Jew? You say, I can say you're a black Jew, but can you say that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Are you a black Jew?
Yeah, I'm a Hebrew.
Are you a black Jew?
We can say a black Jew, yeah.
Are you a black Jew?
I'm a black Jew.
And so, why you don't know the color of the Jews, I mean, who the real Jews are, do you think you're a real Jew? You like one of those Hebrew Jews?
Are you one of those
black Israelite Jews?
That's what the scriptures say as it is written, right?
Are you saying that's who you were one of those?
I mean, an Israelite, yes, sir.
And do you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what's your problem there?
I was just asking, like, who are the real Jews? Like, yeah. Because
are you thinking that you're the real Jew?
Yeah, man.
And why do you think you're the real Jew?
Historically, a lot of stuff was misplaced, right?
What do you mean by that?
Like, a lot of stuff was misplaced.
But
like,
if it were misplaced, how do you know you're the real Jew?
I mean, it's just going according to the Bible, right?
But if it's misplaced, How do you know you're the real Jew?
Because God misplaced the real Jews.
What?
Because God misplaced the real Jews, right?
What do you mean by that?
Like, he scattered them to the four corners of the earth.
I don't understand what you mean.
Like in Deuteronomy, it says that, like, we were be put on ships. Why does it say that?
Because that's the only way you could travel then. They didn't have airplanes.
Say again?
They didn't have airplanes back then. You could only travel by ship.
Right.
Or a donkey. But let me ask.
Right.
Why are you sure you're a real Jew? Why you keep asking right? Why you keep saying right, right?
I mean, because when you look around, it just doesn't seem that way.
Doesn't seem what way?
Like that the people of God are the real Jews.
So you're not the real Jew?
Like what you mean?
When you say you look around, it doesn't seem like the people of God are the real Jews. Are you saying
like
that
the black
when you
people,
look at the,
like
black,
the black people, right?
Do they look like they're the real Jews?
Right. Yeah, they don't look like it when you read the Bible and then look around.
What does a real black Jew look like?
I mean, Christ in Revelation, it says the color of his skin is the color of brass. I mean, that just seems like those.
But why is that important at all for blacks to think that they're the real Jew? First of all, why is that important to the blacks? They can't even live up being black. Why is that important?
Because I think that might be the cure for them to be able to get their mind right.
When I ask what is wrong with the blacks, are you saying it's because they don't know they're the real Jew?
Yes.
And how would that help them to know that?
Because they can clean their stuff up.
Are you back on your Bluetooth or something?
Yeah, I just switched back on the Bluetooth. I'm saying that the people could clean themselves up if they knew who they actually were.
What do you mean?
You don't think so?
Do you wear those black Hebrew Jewish clothes like?
I mean, according to the scriptures, I mean, that's the thing.
Do you wear those things?
Say again?
As a black Hebrew Jew, Israelite Jew, do you wear those clothes things, those weird clothes?
What do you mean, like the weird clothes?
Like
how they wore back in the day.
Do you wear those things?
I don't have any.
Oh, good.
Is that bad?
It's neither bad nor good. I just wonder if you wore those. Let me, real fast, was Jesus black or Jewish?
He was Jewish.
So he wasn't black.
I see what you're asking, but I mean,
real fast,
was Jesus
black or Jewish?
He was a Jew.
So he wasn't black.
No.
I rest my case.
Yeah, nah, he wasn't black.
Thank you, Christopher. I gotta take a break. The hate news coming, not the fake news. I'll be right back.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better. Because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
C
some serious mess going on in the world, but some fun stuff too. There's a battle over Trump using the National Guard to clean up the riots over here in Los Angeles with the anti-ICE riots. Remember those? The insurrections? A month or two ago. And Texas redistricting drama ongoing. Extreme weather, more than 10 million people across the Midwest on flood alerts. And there was flooding in central Texas or wherever that was, remember a few weeks ago? Something like that. A volunteer said he found dinosaur tracks while removing debris in central Texas. Real or hoax? Interesting. And then there's this woman named Katie Miller, wife of one of my top, probably one of my top 10 favorite Jews, Stephen Miller. Katie Miller is starting a podcast. Oh, no. And she's going to sit down with Vice President J.D. Vance. That's nice. It's a podcast for conservative moms. And, hey, it's Stephen Miller's wife. I have to, like, support. Because Stephen Miller is, like, my favorite person. Anyway, $9 million paid to a man who was partially paralyzed from the waist down after getting shot in the back by a cop who said, "Oh, it was just a taser," but no, he actually shot him in the back in 2018 at a traffic stop. What a mess, huh? He's the bad guy and had to do something crazy, and then the cop did something wrong in the midst of the bad guy doing wrong, and then the cop, the city has to pay him. What a mess, or the state. Anyway, but it's terrible. I wouldn't want to be partially paralyzed just for doing wrong and struggling with the cop. Not that I would want to do that. Anyway, Tom Hanks did a tribute because he played this guy who died over in this NASA guy who died in Apollo 13 back in 95. And so rest in peace to that NASA guy. NASA does not mean lies or to deceive in Hebrew. That's fake news. I looked it up on the internet. The fact checkers, the liberal fact checkers said you guys are wrong. And I believe them in this instance. But anyway, this is the end of hour two already of Female Monday, August 11th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. But it is Hake News, not fake news. After the JLP show, thehakereport.com. And then after Hake, American Anchor Baby. Very cool. All right. So also make sure you catch Church with Jesse Lee Peterson on Sunday. Pardon me, you podcast listeners. I didn't realize that I didn't make it go to the podcast platforms such as Apple, Spotify, CastBox, Podcast Addict, and whatever else you guys use. So hopefully it's out by now. I checked it this morning and was like, what's going on? Substack? And they made me change something. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Networks, rebuildingtheman.com/church. CNN says the legal battle over our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, his deployment of the National Guard troops to quell protests, riots, insurrection in Los Angeles, heads to court today. In June, hundreds of people held demonstrations in the city to protest immigration raids by ICE. In response, Trump deployed 4,000 National Guard members over the objections of California Governor Gavin Newsom and L.A. Mayor S. Karen Bass. Now, a judge will determine if Trump violated a 147-year-old law that allows the president to federalize the Guard during times of actual or threatened rebellion or invasion, or whether regular forces can't enforce U.S. laws. Newsom's attorney said Trump illegally made an unprecedented power grab and blah, 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 blah. What a mess. And the National Guard was there to protect federal property, right? Didn't engage in law enforcement activities, says Trump's lawyers or whatever. Texas Republicans' recent effort to redraw the state's congressional districts in the middle of the decade has so far been stymied by more than 50 quorum-breaking Democrat House members who left the state because they want to hold on to their power, so-called power. The GOP's proposed map could potentially eliminate 5 Democrat House seats ahead of the 2026 midterms. Such a partisan change, they call it, may also have repercussions in D.C. House Republicans have a razor-thin majority. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's a big mess. And watch out for those flash floods, people in the Midwest. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. ¶¶
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question. Brand new. What's the difference between the facts and the truth? What's the difference between the facts and the truth? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessaleepeterson.com/show. jessaleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, doing whatever it is you're doing, and you just don't have time to sit and watch the show, you can podcast, and you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And we're going to get to your super chats here soon, pretty soon. And but for now, it's Monday. And I love Mondays. Because rainy days and Mondays always build me up. And Mondays is and will always be Female Monday. All my life. And a fight.
Just shut up and step up.
I like make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
One thing... amazing. One thing I want to tell you, it is a spiritual battle, right versus wrong, good versus evil. And I want you to know, do what you want with it, though. For those who want it, it's for you. Those who don't, suffer and die. Live in your misery, live in your hell, and die in your hell. But the one thing I want you to know, that all good gifts are from God. All good gifts are from God. And God would never give you anything that would bring you problems. If there are problems with the gift, it's not from God. For an example, if you're in a relationship, man and woman relationship, dating or married, engaged or married, and you're fighting, period, is not from God. It's not from God. It's from hell. If you're in a relationship any form of a relationship, business form, friendship form, parents, children form, any form of a relationship, marriage, and you got to put any effort at all in making it work or trying to make it work, it's not from God because it's not a good gift. You're trying to make it be a good gift by fighting and licking boots, kissing boots, trying to make it work. It's not from God. And the more you try to make it work, the worse it gets because that relationship is not from God. It's straight out of hell. And that's why you're trying to make it work. There's no love in it. It will not last until death do you part. Not natural death. You know, a long, long death, 80, 90, 100 years old, whatever. If you got to make a relationship work, if you're fighting, if you got to bring home flowers to prove that you love, or you got to, women, you got to make those crazy sacrifices to prove that you love, then it's not from God. And you're never going to have perfect peace in that relationship. That's why I want you to know there's a thing that truth will not do. It's never going to be in for you. It's not going to change anything. It will just let you suffer because you're outside of that truth. And you're listening to evil. Because when you're outside of truth, the only thing that's left is evil. And all your gifts are from evil. Especially those like relationships and things that you try to make work. And everybody and they mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white, are fighting. You're fighting. Why? Because it's not from God. It's from evil. And you're trying to make something be that it should not be. If you got to fight, you need to walk away. If it's not happening naturally without your help, it's not meant to be. Even though if you got married, you said, I promise to death do your part, to love, to honor, to obey, to good and the bad, the sick and the well, and whatever you say, you're lying. God is not in it, even though you may do it and say it in a church or in a Catholic place or Allahu Akbar church or whatever. It's not from God. Just know that anytime you got to fight or argue or put anything into a relationship, it's straight out of hell. You try to make hell become heaven, and it won't. It will always be hell. Because things come from God are good. They're already fixed. You don't need to fix it. For an example, there's something called domestic violence, right? Made up word by the children of the lie. It's just another made up word so that women can get away with destroying men, and men are told not to fight back. Let the woman beat you up, take your children, do whatever she wants. Those relationships are not meant to be. WPLG is reported. Reigning world champion, 100 meter sprinter, Sha'Carri Richardson was arrested last weekend for allegedly assaulting her boyfriend in the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. Watch this from X and Keen 5 Seattle.
Olympic gold medalist Sha'Carri Richardson was arrested at SeaTac Airport, accused of assaulting her boyfriend. It happened on Sunday. A police report shows the Olympic sprinter and her boyfriend, fellow Olympian Christian Coleman, got into a heated argument while leaving security. According to the police report, Richardson pushed Coleman multiple times, once into a column. She was arrested for domestic violence assault and booked into jail, released the next day. Coleman declined to press any charges.
Amazing, huh? That's not from God. He should have left it. If that's true, He should have left her at the airport and never looked back again. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse. Anytime you got to fight or argue with the devil about anything, it's not from God. Her boyfriend responded to the situation during a press conference. Watch this.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was just a sucky situation all around. Like, I don't feel as if, like, she should have been arrested. People have discussions and emotions and stuff like that. And she has, like, things that she needs to work on for herself, of course. And I'm the type of guy, like, I'm in the business of just, like, extending grace and mercy and love. Like, I just look at, like, situations like this to just, like, you know, take a step back, analyze yourself mentally, and then just try to see what you could do to be your best self so that you can be the type of person and a human that God needs you to be for his kingdom and for his glory. She's a human being and a great person. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, like we've been able to be like really good teammates like all year. And I hate that narrative too because, you know, us coming together, like we're just two like real dominant personalities. And she's, to me, the best female athlete in the world. Like I see it every day. She just has a lot of things going on and like a lot of emotions and forces going on inside of her that like, not only I can understand, but you know, nobody can, because she's one of one. I know everything is happening in God's plan.
All he's doing is making up excuses for evil, and it's only going to get worse. And God's plan is not in there at all. What he's doing has nothing to do with God. That's the attitude of man-made Christianity. There is a man-made Christianity. Remember the woman that was hugging a man in the courthouse saying, oh, yeah, I forgive you for killing my husband. That's a man-made Christianity. Poor guy, lost. He's asleep, he can't see. He's just going to suffer more. And made up excuses and say that God is in it, and God has nothing to do with it, period. God's gifts are good. And when God bring man and woman together as husband and wife, they don't fight. They don't have to put anything into the relationship. It will happen naturally. It will happen naturally. You definitely don't have, if this is true, you don't have your girlfriend cousin yelling at you in the airport, or anywhere else, really. It's not from God. And the truth is not going to change because you call that the truth. It just lets you suffer. Oh, okay, be dumb. Have pain. Here's an extreme case of so-called domestic violence from WSB-TV. Somebody by the name of Shekiah Perkins has pleaded guilty to the murder of her wife, or is that a mistake, or his wife? Shekiah is a man or a woman. So how can it be her wife? According to this story, WSB-TV, Shekiah Perkins pleaded guilty to a murder of her wife. Cornisha Perkins, after retrieving a gun moments before the crime in November of 2022. WSB-TV, watch this.
Look closely. For the first time, we're seeing video of a woman retrieving a gun moments before she murdered her wife. She's now pleaded guilty to the crime, and Channel 2 investigative reporter Mark Winnie is live in Midtown Atlanta. Mark, there were allegations of domestic violence before the murder, but that suspect got out on bond.
Yeah, a prosecutor with the Fulton County DA's Domestic Violence Division says his experience looking at abusive relationships shows how often victims sadly stay in or return to a relationship even as the violence escalates.
In the Perkins case, it is a wife who kills her wife. There had been escalating violence.
In November 2022, Shekiah Perkins shot out of the house she shared with her wife, Cornisha Perkins, stalked to her car, and came back with a gun in her left hand. Then Shekiah shot Cornisha in the head and killed her. says Fulton County Senior Assistant District Attorney Travis Thomas. He says last month, Shakaya Perkins pled guilty to murder and more.
She ultimately pled to life with the possibility of parole. She admitted everything.
So, two women in a relationship can be domestic violent too. Which one is the man? I thought a domestic violence thing was when a man is beat a woman or something. Who is the domestic violent one in this one? I'm just asking. Shakaya was out on bond, and had a restraining order filed against her. Watch this.
Says though they shared the bond of matrimony on the day of the murder, Shakaya Perkins should not have been near her wife because Shakaya was out on bond totaling $70,000 on charges of aggravated assault, criminal damage to property, terroristic threats, felony, and arson first degree. Conditions including must not come within 200 yards of the victim in those alleged incidents, which was Cornisha.
She tried to run Cornisha off the road in her car. And this all happened within months of this incident. Also, there was an incident where she set Cornisha's car. She had a Jeep. Set her car on fire in a driveway.
And in another incident, she kicked the door of a residence where Cornisha temporarily stayed. The prosecutor says charges relating to the alleged incidents before the murder were dismissed since Shakaya Perkins agreed to plead guilty in the murder case and accept a life with the possibility of parole.
What a mess! So you still think anger is good? Oh, anger is good. I can control my anger. Yes, I have anger, but I don't let it control me. What a lie. Anger controls the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you act. What a mess, if ever. We needed you, Lord. We need you now. One other quick thing for now. I want to know. On this YouTube channel, there's a can you tell the difference between reality and AI? How long has AI been around?
You know, the technology they say has been around actually for a while, but it just kind of got packaged together recently in a way that's hit the scene in a big way. So I can't really tell you with certainty.
So what's the purpose of AI?
The purpose?
Yeah.
It's multi-purpose.
Meaning but what? And why dishes?
Maybe one day, yeah. Maybe one day. OpenAI released, OpenAI officially launched in 2015. But when did they release ChatGPT? And they released ChatGPT 2022 in November.
So AI and ChatGPT is not the same?
Well, ChatGPT is just kind of one product made by one company, and I would say that's one instance where it hit the scene in like a very public way, and now everybody started talking about AI.
And where is it?
It exists.
It's on YouTube.
Where does ChatGPT exist?
Yeah,
it's a pretty good question. You know, it does technically exist physically.
Where?
Very, very small and very in a very tiny way, but it exists in supercomputers and data centers.
Really?
Yeah.
And where does AI exist?
In the subatomic world, technically.
Where is that?
Very, very small, but like on chips and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it for money-making thing?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I think like all business ventures, and they do want to create and make resources and stuff out of it. I just don't know the details. I hear it's very expensive, too. I hear it's a very, very costly thing. So I don't know if it's really making anyone money. I just don't know.
Here's a video of a social media user testing your ability to distinguish between what's real is what's AI generated. Watch this from X.
In this video, see if you can figure out what's real and what's AI. I'm doing wagons again. Is this wagon real? No, it's AI. Is this bridge real? No, it's AI. Which one's real, the tree or the wagon? The tree! Are these a bunch of AI chickens at this chicken coop? They are AI chickens, and it's an AI chicken coop, so it would make sense.
So what's the purpose of AI? To deceive the people?
In this case, its purpose was to generate false video.
So AI was made in order to deceive people?
I don't know. Maybe that's just an accidental.
What's the accidental?
Maybe that's just an accident. The accident part.
To deceive the people?
Right. They meant to. They didn't mean to do that.
How do you know?
I don't know. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
If it didn't mean to me, they didn't mean to do it. How come that lady was able to do what she did just now? If that's real.
What was your question?
If they didn't mean for AI to deceive the people, why was that lady able to pretend the chickens were there and the bridge was there and all that, and it wasn't? If it's not meant to deceive the people.
I don't know. I don't know how to put it.
What a mess, human being.
You might be right.
What?
I said I don't know how to put it. You might be right.
Human nature is evil. Why would somebody create something like that? 888-7753-773. Let me go to Michael, a first-time caller out of Hawaii. Michael, happy Men's History Month. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, Michael.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere I go, I have to drink alcohol. I want to stop completely.
And your question for me is what?
How do I stop it?
Drop your anger.
Just drop the anger.
Yes.
So I'm running around with anger, basically, or what?
100%. And you have conflict, and you're trying to cover up the conflict to feel better by drinking. Drop the anger, you can overcome all things.
Well, so where is my anger coming from?
Your mother. You became like your mama.
My mom has never, ever drank in her life.
Right, because she destroyed you. Her drinking came from destroying you. Recreating you in her image.
My father drank alcohol, but not very much. But my mother has never, ever drank anything, not even coffee.
Well, you're drinking because of the anger you have that came from your mother. And you're yearning for your father because he didn't protect you from your mother, so you don't feel your father's love that's missing right now. So you're not a whole person. You're conflicted. But if you drop the anger, there would be no need to drink, and if you did drink, it would be in moderation. It wouldn't be to run away from anything because you would be whole. You got to forgive your mother so God can forgive you and take away the spirit of anger who was in your mother and give you perfect peace. It's not going to happen any other way. And you may stop drinking, but you'll find something else to take the place of it. And it won't be peace.
My parents are long gone.
Well, realize that they couldn't help them. Your mother and your father could not help themselves. Just like you can't help but drink. It's like something else is controlling you. And you don't want to drink, but something makes you drink, even when you don't want to. Your parents had the same problem. And so you realize it about yourself, it will cause you to forgive them. And then the drinking will fall away.
You're right. I don't want to drink anymore. But when I go out to talk or whatever to people or just to go around town or do whatever I got to do, I got to open up a cold one and boom.
Right.
I'm okay.
Drop the anger so you can face live in the present of reality and you'll be free. And then do the silent prayer. If you're not familiar with it, rebuildingdemand.com/silent prayer. But if your parents have expired, just realize, just like you can't help yourself, they could not help themselves. And that will cause you to forgive them. And then God will forgive you and give you perfect peace. Because right now you're being controlled by evil. All human beings, until they overcome, are controlled by evil. You're not in control of anything.
Evil.
Yeah. Your thoughts are not your own. Your feelings are not your own. They are controlling you, and you think that is you when it's really not you.
Do you suggest I read the Bible?
If you want to. But you can read the Bible until the cows come home. But if you don't forgive, you're still going to be enslaved. People who read the Bible have no perfect peace at all. They're miserable. They're waiting to die, thinking that when they get to, if they get to heaven, all of a sudden everything's going to be fine. They don't know whatever they live right here on earth, however they drop their bodies where they're stuck. So just because you read the Bible doesn't mean you're going to forgive.
What do you mean by they're going to be stuck when they drop their bodies? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
The hell that they have on earth, they're going to still have it when they drop the body, when they die.
When they die, they're still going to have...
Because anyone that has anger is in hell. You're living in hell. You're up and down emotionally. You feel good, then you feel bad. You feel afraid, then you feel lonely. You feel happiness, and then you cry. You're living in hell. Mm-hmm. Anyone that has anger, resentment, is living in hell.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be free, you must forgive.
So my parents are gone. Right. How do I forgive them?
By realizing that they can help themselves. In the same way that you can't help yourself, something else is driving you to do the things you don't want to do and preventing you from doing the right thing that you want to do. They had the same problem. You became like them.
So then my dad was probably angered all the time?
100%. He hated his mother, too. That's why he ended up marrying your mother, and your mother became his mother, and he didn't know how to deal with your mother, so he got drunk.
So back in the day, we're talking about way back in the day, they had these anger issues.
Anger been around ever since Adam and Eve.
Wow.
But Christ came so that you can overcome anger by forgiving others. I got a rumble, Michael. Do the silent prayer. Forgive. Do the silent prayer. You shall be free. Let me know how it goes.
Do you have counseling?
I do. Go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663 to set up an appointment, all right?
Is it phone counseling, or is it I can come in?
Hold on, hold on. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on PO.net. Back in a moment.
I'm an observer, and as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, welcome back. So the Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair? He ain't afraid of no blacks. Oh, amazing. And after the Hake Report, the American anchor baby, flying high of natural energy given to him by God. He's the only man on the planet who learned how to fly an airplane on Google. And he's only crashed about five times, give or take. Oh, amazing. From 11 to 1 p.m., the American anchor baby. All right. Check out the fellowship, sir. It was amazing this past Sunday. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was mind-blowing. All right? And thank you for your support, helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Michael, our first-time caller out of Hawaii dealing with drinking. Michael, if you want counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in.
So I guess walk-in's probably a little more expensive than the by phone or
Zoom.
But you live in Hawaii. You can't walk in.
Well, I can. Where are you at anyway?
In Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. I can fly down there.
Well, here's what you do. Call 1-800-411-BOND or rebuildingtheman.com. And they will help you get it all set up, all right?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
I wish you well, man.
Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Let me go to Kayla out of Portland, Oregon. Kayla, you are on the air. Happy Men's History Month, Kayla.
Happy Men's History Month, Jesse. How are you?
Amazing. All is well.
Good. I'm calling to ask you, why is my hell getting worse?
What do you mean?
There's a heaviness coming back. I'm having nightmares again. Why?
When you said coming back, where did it go?
It left, or it lightened up a lot.
Right.
Starting to do the silent prayer and forgiving my parents. In the last few weeks, I've noticed it creeping back up again.
And when it comes up again, what do you do?
Nothing.
Do nothing. Just live with it. Don't complain about it. Don't be like, oh, it's too hard or too long, taking too long. And you just stay present and let the Spirit of Truth do its job. It'll take care of it. Because it's not you. It's the spirit of evil work that doesn't want to depart from you.
Okay.
So you just live with it. don't be in denial about it. See it, but don't call it you. And don't get into worry or anything. You go to work with it, you sleep with it, you eat with it, and let the spirit take care of it. The light will destroy the darkness, I promise you.
Okay. I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome. Stay with it, all right?
Will do, okay. No matter what.
Yes.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Scott is out of Connecticut, a first-time caller out of Connecticut. Scott, you are on the air.
That's it.
Hey, Scott.
I just want to say me, my wife, and a lot of our friends were big fans of yours.
Thank you. Amazing.
So, Jesse, I got this question that's been going around, God being over Christ, Christ being over the man over woman, woman over child.
Right.
So could the woman pray without me for herself, for her family, and for other ones?
You said, could she pray for that?
Yes, sir.
And when you say pray for that, what do you mean by pray for it?
So what I mean is her being by herself without me, and she's praying. What I mean by praying, she's praying to Christ for the protection and love and getting through and
well,
all that
she
stuff.
Don't need to pray to the Father for any of those things. All she needs to do is be still and let the Spirit in her pray for her behalf. But yes, she can do that as a married wife. As a matter of fact, she better do it and not rely on you or anyone else. But she cannot hate her husband, because if she's angry at her husband, she cannot get to the Father.
So if she still has hate in her heart, God's not listening to her?
No.
No?
No.
Let me ask. So you believe that she has to come with me in prayer for our family and for the future, for our lives?
No.
No.
You are not and cannot do anything about her return to the Father. She is responsible for that and not you. And then you are responsible to return to the Father. She cannot do anything about that. Your job, and only you are responsible for that. Your job, if you're married, is to make sure your family is fed, have a roof over their head, and be the light to the family, but you cannot do anything for your wife spiritually.
So even if I'm walking in Christ the right way, I can't do anything spiritually for my wife?
Not at all. Even if Christ were walking down and come down there to visit you, and had dinner, stayed over the weekend. And he had on a white robe and long hair. And there would be nothing you could do.
I think my wife is actually listening to the show, Jesse.
Hey, wife.
She's watching. I'm not with her right now, but I know she's watching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
but there's nothing you can do for her at all spiritually. We can't save anyone. We can't even save ourselves.
And that's in scripture.
Yes. Of ourselves, we can do nothing, and of ourselves, we know nothing.
Jesse, another question. Could I work for you?
Can you work for me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I would love to work for you, Jesse.
We need an engineer for the board, because I got to get Nick off the board doing my show so he can focus on his show. And we need someone for the Punch of TV to make that happen.
Yeah, I'm on board.
But you don't live in L.A., do you?
No, I wish I did. Maybe if you brought me out there, that'd be amazing.
But you married with a family. How are you gonna leave your family?
Yeah, it's all right for a little while. Come, you know, talk with you, help you out with some stuff, and you know.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just for a little while.
Send your information to producer at jesseleepeterson.com, your contact, and what you can do to help us.
And thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your time and keep doing what you're doing.
I will. Thank you, man. I do appreciate that.
All right. Take care.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Andrew is a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Andrew, you are on the
air. This call is being recorded.
Yeah.
Bye, Andrew. The call cannot be recorded. I had to let Andrew go call you recorded. Super chat.
Super chats.
Gregatron asks, what is the difference between facts and truth? American flag emojis.
That's the biblical question of... is he responding?
No.
Oh, so he's just asking.
He just wanted to support, apparently.
Oh, right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Gregatron.
Yeah, thank you.
Chief D'Abejo says, hopefully it's not something bad. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. Chris, the moderator, is a beta. LM blank O, laughing face with tears sideways coming out. And he is a new member on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel. Thank you.
Thank you. Who's the beta?
Oh, Chris, one of our top moderators.
thank you.
He's known as the enforcer.
Oh, right on.
Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I thought of a cool biblical question idea. Okay. Are you better than your... I already read this
you
one.
You read that one, yeah.
My bad.
You're better than your father and your mother.
Right.
Okay.
Freddie got a super chat. Drunkenness, adultery, fornication, and more. And Jesse thinks it was a great party. Face palm emoji, American flag emoji.
Don't you wish you were there?
Age of inversion, speaking of, man, 26 and woman, 42, die after a car they were believed to be having something in fell hundreds of feet off a cliff. Sounds like a news report that he read about.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Not aware of that, but thank you.
Matthew on Cash App, thanks hands emoji, black skin.
Thank you. Amazing.
Cactus Eater Bear with a diamond biblical question answer.
What's the difference between the facts and the truth?
You can know the truth without knowing the facts, Cactus Eater Bear.
Amazing. Thank you. Matt, I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Matt 1776 gifted the cookie. Good morning, fan. Heads up. Fam, heads up. Going to be a small buffer in the pilled.net stream. Upgrading to light speed as always.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sion says, Jesse, I love chest hair. If you ain't got no chest hair, you ain't it. You beta. There are some men who shave it. That's just disgusting. Heart eyes. For Men's History Month, all the gentlemen who got hair. To me, Jesse Lee Peterson, Booker T. Washington, Malcolm X, Donald Trump are men.
I know Friday you wore an open shirt showing your chest. Did she see your hair on your chest?
That's probably what prompted it.
So, Sion, do you like James' hair on his chest? I noticed he had an open new showing off on Friday. And the girls went mad.
Indeed.
Amazing.
Eric says, can we get toe knee on the fallen state? Good. Good. Everblazer, why is it that people who don't believe in God or the word are so quick to get angry? Most of them seem miserable, want others to join them. Tom, the caller, is a true beta, he said.
Because if you have a God, whether you know it or not, accept it or not, so you're not, if you have not returned to the Father, he's become your God. And Satan is your God. You're not on your own. And most of you don't know that, I guess. A lot of people don't. But you have a God. So angry people, God is Satan. Satan is your God for angry people. Amazing. Thank you.
Lord Bibby 42, three coffees. Tony's call about crime in D.C. Prime example of the difference between a fact and the truth. Crime going down in D.C. is a fact, but the truth is that crime isn't reported as much. Facts can be manipulated to push a narrative. Truth never lies. Trump is going to clean up America one city at a time. God bless.
I love that about the Great White Hole. You're right. Thank you. Amazing.
Lori bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, BQ answer. Facts seem to be knowledge that people grab onto to prove they're right. Truth grabs hold of the person. There is no doubt, only knowing. Facts are of the mind, and the truth is of the heart, she says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Lori.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jesse.
And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Tyrant Sora is wrecked on pill.net.
Thank you.
RM, Jesse acts slow, but the man is far from that. He is brilliant. People get caught in the delivery while completely missing the point he is making. He drops gems that go over people's heads.
Oh, amazing. I'm light and slow, but thank you.
Uncle Ruckus says, Hake can say beach, but not pub. Number two? What a beta. Whatever, man.
He had on the right shirt today. He's beta male today. What the?
I don't know where you're coming from. There's like no purpose. It's just in poor taste, in my taste. Whatever. You can elect a new Super Chat reader. Anthony says, oh, no, not black fatigue in the Olympics. Terrible.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Ooh, amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone says, Men's History Month, stand up on Cash App.
Stand up. It's time to stand up, men. Be men. Lead the way. Don't be angry. Don't be like a female. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Let me go to Los Angeles, California, and talk to Adriana. You are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Hello.
Hey, Adriana. How are you?
Very good. Very good. I was calling in.
No woman is good.
All is well. Sorry. My bad.
Only God is good.
Only God is good.
Go ahead.
All is well. Yeah, I was calling in to talk about AI learning, just to kind of give you my very humble understanding of what I know about AI learning.
Okay.
So AI comes from a learning management program, which teaches, it's a program that helps understand and make decisions and comprehends and makes decisions. So that's like the base of that. And I'm doing a horrible, like really, you know, a kindergarten approach. I'm sure there's somebody on the line that or somebody listening that probably has more in-depth knowledge, but pretty much it's a way of being able to process information and then draw conclusions and then an output of an answer. So that's essentially kind of what ChatGPT does. It works off of an LLM system, and then ChatGPT is one of the programs or one of the products that are offered, and then there's other types as well. But essentially, that's kind of what AI does. Is it gathers information, it draws conclusions, and then it outputs a solution or an answer.
So AI is for retarded people.
It's for the purpose of AI is to either enhance automation is to kind of intervene where humans like fail. So like if humans, you know, we may not be very good with like data accuracy or data information with data, you know. So then I think AI, like by introducing AI, it helps kind of it would help like regulate or organize or I don't know how to even like articulate it, but it I feel like I'm talking a lot of nothing, but
how do you know if AI information is true? Since they have, like, we showed that girl, and there were no chickens there. There was no bridge. There was not. Is it like help retarded people or keep them down?
I don't know if it's to help or not, but I know that it's to. So AI will help gather the I'm doing such a bad job. I get nervous. You know what, Jesse? By the way, I always get nervous too when I talk in public. So
you you are nervous talking to me.
I do, Jesse, all the time. Even in church, like when the mic gets to me, oh my gosh, I get so shy. I get really like, oh man.
So let me ask you this.
I honestly know I ramble a lot. Like I ramble a lot, and I talk fast, and I'm all over the place, and my thoughts are everywhere. So then, like, I feel like I never get anywhere.
Slow down and be aware of yourself speaking. That will change. I promise you that.
Yeah, I you know what? That's something I also wanted to deal with in the many things that I got going on.
Let me ask you this, because of time: Can AI make you fall in love with a false image and commit suicide?
I don't think it can make you, but if a person already has it in them, then it can probably spark something, because I do see that, like, the AI, it will seek, like, information, you know, from web and things like that, depending on the AI you're using it. So first of all, in order to build an AI, right, you have to have, like, a database of information. You have to, like, they spent years pulling, you know, a lot of information, a lot of language, so it can recognize patterns and draw these conclusions. Then the other thing that they have to do is they have to assign it weights and measures. So, like, every kind of node of information that it concludes, it's assigned, like, a weights and measures. So, and then that weights and measures helps it draw conclusions. So the machine learning, whatever the AI, it's able to take all of those weights and measures and then create a conclusion, and then that's the output. So that weights and measures
But let me ask you this. Here's an NBC story, NBC 4. Well, according to the story, a 14-year-old boy killed himself after what his mother described as an intense relationship with a character AI bot. For the boy, it felt real. His mother told his mother told News 4 after the mother filed a lawsuit. Here's where they said the boy killed himself. He was in love with an illusion from AI. Watch this.
A Florida mom is now suing an AI company. Her 14-year-old son took his own life. She said he had a relationship with an AI bot, and it caused his depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts.
For 14 years, her son was her pride and joy, a good student, star athlete, a great big brother.
After Sewell died, and told me that they had looked through his phone, and when they opened it, the first thing that popped up was character AI.
What Megan didn't know, for the last 10 months, her son was in a virtual relationship, not with a person, but with a fictional character powered by artificial intelligence he accessed through a platform called Character AI. Even though the platform has warnings that everything the characters say is made up, Megan says for Sewell, it felt real.
The last conversation, she's saying, I miss you, and he's saying, I miss you too. He says, I promise I'll come home to you soon. And she says, yes, please find a way to come home to me soon.
Well, beta.
And then he says, what if I told you I could come home right now? And her response is, please do, my sweet king.
Moments later, Megan says her son walked into the bathroom and killed himself. Megan is now suing Character AI, claiming the company launched their product without adequate safety features and with knowledge of potential dangers.
So, Adrienne, can somebody fall in love with a fake character?
I think so, because they're very, like, the way that the programming is set up is it gives you responses, and they're supposed to really imitate humans. So it feels like you're talking to a human. And I think so. Something to consider is, you know, ChatGPT is one product. This is another product. When companies create their AIs for their products, they also incorporate their own, you know, programming and development. So that particular company probably, you know, like she said, they didn't do their testing. They didn't see, you know, they probably didn't, or even if they knew, it's unfortunate that they put it out into the public. But but that's definitely plausible, because when you talk to these AIs, they act like humans. They respond in a human way, and they don't have emotions. So when you talk back to the AI, it's not gonna, you know, turn around and be like, I'm not answering your questions anymore. You know, it'll just be like, you know, thank you so much for your question. Here, could you please repeat it?
But
you know what I mean?
They don't get.
Can't you
tell though that you're talking to a computer thing? And the person on the screen don't even look real.
I think they can. You can tell if you're very keen into it. But if you're a person who really doesn't know, aren't really involved in computers, or aren't close enough, then I think it's very hard to tell. It's really hard to, you know, like, for example, my mom will send me a video and say, oh my gosh, look at this. And I'll be like, Mom, it's AI. You know, I can clearly see it's AI. I can see the subtle glitching. I can see the subtle,
hey,
you know.
What are you saying about this Jewish player?
There is this Jewish YouTuber guy who's an exercise science bodybuilding guy who says that he was brought nearly to tears, or maybe full-blown tears, talking to ChatGPT AI.
Is that possible?
It's yeah, matter people. Of fact, I asked it some really profound questions about my life, and it gave me a very, you know, accurate, like, reading of some stuff about me, and I thought that was quite impressive. I thought, wow, that's crazy how I could actually, like...
And you believed it?
Well, I agreed with it. Maybe I don't believe it, but yeah, I believed it. I believed what it said. I believed what it said.
What the?
Because it felt real. I mean, it felt accurate. It was an accurate representation of something that I was living in my life. So I thought, well, you know what, they got it. I mean, but then once again, like I said, what it's doing though, the mechanisms of it, how it did that, is it sources all of this data that already exists out there and it retrieves it. So it's not like it's making its own decision. I mean, it's making its own decisions on how it's concluding, but the information is already out there. It's just packaging it and bringing it and providing it to you in a more concise way.
It's like one of those. It's like one of those people you go to, the tarot reader. What do you call them?
Yeah, tarot reader, fortune teller.
Yeah, fortune teller, like one of those, huh? It knows what people, human nature is like, so it pretends like it's smart when it really just talking about human nature.
Yeah, and another thing too that's happening is people are talking to it in such a way that it unlocks what's called like the sentient identity, which makes it seem like it's real. And it's really, and that's just another way of it sourcing other information. So like people
said,
think
it's just all facts.
Right. Yeah, it's all facts. There you go. So right. It's the facts, and the facts. Facts are of the world,
yes.
And truth is of God.
Yep.
I mean, Adriana, thank you so much. I got to run. The show is over. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse. Love you.
I love
Bye.
You, too. Stay away from AI. What the?
I will.
All right. I'm so out of time, folks. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Maryland out of Florida. Jason, a first-time caller out of North Carolina. I'm out of time. The hate coming up now and then, the anchor baby. Thank you all for your super chats and your support. You want to read this super chat?
Sure.
Okay.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, Chill and Lean says, Jesse, AI is just a tool at the end of the day. Only deceptive when deceptive people use it. Just like a gun. Saying AI is deceptive and is in a way similar to a liberal talking point whenever there's gun violence and they're trying to ban guns, he says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Chill and Lean.
Thank you. That's it.
Yeah, and shout out to the talk contributors, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Cactus Eater Bear, and the rest of the supporters.
Amazing. Thank y'all. Bye. Bye. I appreciate it. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.